We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Okay, turn it up.
Turn it up. Jeff and Jen.
The Jeff and Jen Show on now.
All right, Jen, we need to veer from the schedule for a few minutes because you need to explain what you were just telling us off the air about your friend. And I know you can't tell the whole story.
Yeah, I definitely can't use her name and tell the whole story yet. But I was just telling these guys in the studio that I have a friend who thinks she needs to change churches because she's finding herself physically attracted to her pastor. So she's like,
oh my God,
at services, and she's, you know, always been really strong in her faith, and, you know, but she's like, I'm just finding myself physically attracted to him. Like, he's obviously, you know, in front of everybody, great speaker, very, you know, motivational, and, you know, he's a man of God, and so he's got all these great qualities, but she's also physically attracted to him. She thinks he's really cute.
She wants to get under that rope.
Homegirl is going to early service, midday service, later day service. She's going to Wednesday night.
It's actually not that. She's not going more often. She's just going regularly. But she's like, I find myself dressing up a lot more. Like, I'm wearing nicer heels. And I'm like really carefully curating my outfit before I get there. And she said that
cleavage to wear to church where I won't actually go to H-E double hockey sticks, but I'll definitely get, maybe he'll drop some communion down there and have to fish it out.
Oh. Her quote to me was, I'm not thinking about the right thing during services, if you know what I mean. And I was like, girl, what are you thinking about? And she's like, you know what I'm thinking about, fill in the blank. And I was like, really, what are you going to do? And she doesn't really know. And so I was just telling these guys off the air about it, but I can ask her today if I can tell more of the story, like what's more involved in it.
But what denomination is the church? Because if he's single,
oh no, then she's not single.
Oh,
she's married, like
what?
Happily married.
What?
She's totally happily married with two kids, and they've belonged to this church for a while. And that's why she thinks she needs to change churches, is because her mind is going somewhere she does not want it to go, but she can't stop.
Well, that's a great great opening line that she can use. Like, if she gets some personal time with him, she could be like, hey, Father, how many commandments do you want to break this weekend?
No, hey, she does not
Daddy,
want to
I
do
I mean, Father.
No, she's just finding her mind going in the wrong direction. She does not want anything to actually ever happen with it or anything. She's like, I just can't help it. I'm physically attracted to him, and it's what I'm thinking about her in church, and so I've got to change churches. And that's about as far as I think it is right now.
When you talk
to
her,
she's fully happily married. Like, it's great. Like, family life is great. She's just thinking about what, you know, she's, you know, her prayers might be, dear Lord, please don't let me be attracted to this pastor anymore.
So when you talk to her again, can you ask her, is she doing this because it's kind of like that piece of fruit you can't have? You know what I mean? Not just because she's
like a forbidden fruit?
Yeah, that's what I meant to say.
Maybe. I can ask her.
You could ask her, because obviously she's married, so she can't do that.
No,
that's
she
wrong.
Doesn't want to do that.
Right, but it's also, he's a priest, so it's kind of like this literally untouchable thing, you know? I said that, and that sounds weird now, but like, you know what I mean? So it could just be that feeling of that attraction to this forbidden fruit.
Is that a rosary in your pocket, or are you just happy to see me?
Jeff, that's not it. She's like, I have to leave. Like, I can no longer go to church anymore. So I'll call her today and ask her, like, what her plans are. Is that what you want me
to
ask her?
Well, I have so many questions. Like, I want to know if she does leave. I'm assuming she goes to church with her whole family.
Oh, yeah.
So she's going to have to tell, depending on how old they are, her children and her husband why they're now driving 30 minutes to a church when there's a perfectly good one four blocks away or whatever, right?
Yeah, so I think they're pretty much happy at this church.
They like it
a lot. It's a church family. They know lots of other families there. There's like a lot of good things going on there. Like, they belong.
Is this the church where they got married in?
I don't know. I have to ask her that.
Because if it is, that means that that priest probably went on her honeymoon, even if he wasn't there, if you know what I mean.
I don't know.
I want to watch that wedding video. Do you? Oh, I do, Father. I do.
I have not even thought about all of this. All right, let me talk to her today. I'll bring it up again this time tomorrow if I can get some questions answered for
you. Do you think she tries to make taking communion sexy?
Oh, I wish everybody could have just seen what Jeff Dollar just did.
Please, we're going to need to go pray right now. We're going to need to go pray. Hey, Alyssa.
Hey, y'all. Yes, I just wanted to say I feel like I have to repent after laughing so hard. Like, I'm driving, so that's, like, unsafe. So thank you for that. But I do radiation every morning at 7 a.m., and then I immediately turn you guys on because I have to go to work afterwards, and I just get lost in, like, you guys every morning. You guys crack me up, and I just wanted to say thank you for that.
Oh, you're welcome.
Alyssa, thank you. I'm glad we can put a smile on your face.
I'm seriously dying, though. Like, and really, Jen, you got to give us more details.
Okay.
I don't know.
Wait, did you just say, hold on a minute.
I know how your friend feels, though, because I have been in the same situation. I've never told anybody that.
Ooh, really?
Secret. He was a good looking guy, but he was married, you know, kids. I'm also married with a kid. Yeah. And I was like, this is not like, right. Like, I don't know. So you just kind of have to try to like, just forget it. You just have to.
But was he in a priest guy, officiant person?
He was the head pastor at our church.
Head pastor.
Yeah,
and is it something about the, like them being in front of everybody or being a great leader?
That's it. And then just like how well spoken they are, mm-hmm. you know, like, especially when you're not saying, every like, you know, I mean, he's very like passionate is, I guess, a good word for it. Passionate.
Yeah.
That's a great word.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's passionate for Jesus. Alyssa.
Yeah. Yeah.
Alyssa's like, I
and that's
church.
Attractive
that
too, right? Like if a man is so strong in his faith and so eloquent about it, like that's attractive
right.
too. You're like, wow.
It is. Jesus. And then it makes you feel that much more like, dear Jesus, please take this away from my mind, you know?
Dear Lord, please take these thoughts out of my head.
All right, Alyssa, well, because you're such a diehard family member, let's get you to help out with this. So we're going to, hopefully Jen's going to talk to her friend today, and we're going to follow up with the story tomorrow.
Cool.
We've got two choices for the person's name because we're going to let her use a fake name. You get to pick it, Alyssa.
Awesome.
Okay, so here are your two choices. Mary or Eve?
That's a good one. I feel so powerful right now. Let's go with Eve.
Okay,
Eve. Okay, we'll call her Eve. And then, Alyssa, you mentioned going to radiation every day. I just did not want that to pass by without saying good luck with it. We're going to be cheering for you and praying for you, okay?
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Cool. Feel better and keep listening and call us back anytime.
Thanks. Y'all have a great day.
You too.
All right.
Bye-bye. Thanks for making the switch to the Jeff and Jen Show on Star 94.1.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.